Yes, my name's Ramon Pantoja. I grew up in a small town in Texas, population about 3,800, 4,200 people. Small town, did all my schooling there. Name of the town is Eagle Lake, Texas. And went there from the, went to school from kindergarten all the way up through high school from the age of 5 when I first moved there. Prior to graduating, a few months before graduating, I actually began talking to a recruiter, became interested in primarily a means to get out of Texas because my parents couldn't afford to send me to school, so I needed a means to get myself to college. They couldn't afford it, and so was kind of getting into trouble. Realized that that town just didn't have any solutions or anything promising for me, so I decided to join the Army. So began talking to a recruiter at the beginning of the year of my senior year. So this was back in 91, and so because I was 17 years of age, I didn't turn 18 till after graduating high school. I needed a consent from parents to allow me to get into the military, and had to fight my mom as to allow me to get into the military because she didn't want to, and I convinced her I needed to be able to get out of that town, and they couldn't afford to send me to college. So she signed the paperwork 2 or 3 months before graduating, and 2 weeks after graduation in 91, I went to basic training in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. I was in the Army from 91 to 94. So I did roughly about a year and a half in California, and then the other year and a half here at Fort Lewis. So that's how it brought me here to Washington. Got to the military in 94. I got out of 94. I decided the military necessarily wasn't the best place for me, and did my 3 years, went straight into college, you know, decided to just keep taking advantage of not having any downtime in between getting out. So I decided to just go to school, get that out the way, because I knew the sooner I get it out of the way, the sooner I can get into an actual, back into civilian life and have a job. So, and this was, I started community college in 94 to 96. I went to South Puget Sound Community College. 96 to 98 was my my stay at Evergreen for college. The main reason I chose Evergreen, I wanted to stay local, had a family already, and so I needed to stay close by. I knew that the local colleges were, you know, you have universities, you have St. Martin's, and of course they're more expensive. I had already completed my 2-year college at South Puget Sound, so I needed to move over to a 4-year college. And so St. Martin's was just too expensive. Anything further out was, you got universities in Tacoma. 30 minutes out, I didn't want the commute. I chose Evergreen. It was just 10 minutes away from my home. And it was very affordable, very reasonable. It was not what I anticipated as far as years, the style of learning. It definitely brought more out in me as far as being more open-minded, being a little bit more conservative. This was, the school is a little more liberal, more laid back, more, and so it opened my eyes, of course, to a different way of learning, but also just a different way of life because of the different students that you come across there. So one of my favorite stories there is the time that was my first, I don't know what they're called. It's not a seminar. It's where you're just paired up in groups and you're given a task and an assignment. And of course, being just fresh out of the military, you're asked whether you would have no weapons or some weapons, or would you rather have food over weapons, or what percentage of what would you rather have? And I think my response was, a little bit more than a little bit higher percentage in weapons, and a lesser percentage of food. And when I was asked by my peers why I chose that and why not a higher percentage of food and or possibly maybe no weapons and all food, my response to them was that, well, not that I plan on attacking or stealing anyone else's foods with the higher percentage of weapons that I have, but I felt like if I had a higher percentage of weapons, that would become a deterrent for someone else to come and take my food supply. And so I think I opened other peers' eyes regarding why I gave that type of response. And so because it is a liberal school, sometimes they're not in the they don't have like the best opinion of the military and things like that, or conflicts or whatever, regardless of whether they're a valid conflict or invalid conflict. They of course some students can have a bad opinion about the military. And so being fresh out of the military and being conservative, I felt like I had to do what I needed to do to protect myself and protect my food supply. So that's why I chose and I can't remember the exact percentage, but it was greater than 50%. So it might have been like 55-45, 55% weapons or 60% weapons and 40 or 45% food supply. And so that always sticks out in my mind, because I think if I was to look at it back now, maybe the percentage of weapons would slightly decrease, but at the same time I think the world is just becoming even more dangerous. So I mean, it's like you just have to feel like you not you know just protect yourself, so that always sticks out in my mind, because I think I opened their minds as to why I was doing that, whereas it wasn't because I'm just going to be the bully and just go attack different people to take their food supply. It was more just a deterrent. So, but that's the military side of me that thought that way. So, I think I opened their eyes when I explained that. And so, it was a good experience. It was a good exercise. So,
So with that story, I mean, that helps. That must have helped with your transition from the military into evergreen life.
Oh gosh, it definitely did, because Evergreen is not like you're well, and it could be. I just didn't get to live that life as a frat boy or things like that, so I had came back. I mean, I went to school during the day, had a job, part-time job, actually full-time job still, and came home to a family. So I didn't get to live that crazy college life. And so yeah, it definitely made the transition easier to back to civilian life, and had to put the military behind me. I mean, I guess you really never leave it, because there's always a part of you. But I was done with that, essentially that job, and so now I needed to focus on family and civilian school and job. So it's a good way, I think, to transition people, because I think it just it is a little different than most schools. I would tell both the people that are the potential students coming to school, or the students already there, looking to receive potential new students, just to be open, to remain open, because that's the way that school is. I mean, it's a different it is it does challenge you, and so I think it's good to just be open-minded and not be close-minded about a certain way of thinking, because I think no certain way of thinking is the right way of thinking. There's always, of course, you should be open to other people's perspectives. And I think that's what that school did for me. It opened my perspective. Like I said, being Mexican, being, of course, military, of course, I had my conservative, foundation, but it's opened me up, to lots of other views, and so I think it was a great experience for me. I mean, I'm proud to be a Gooey Duck, I mean, I have no regrets about going to that school. I think they have great instructors, and I actually still highly recommend that school to lots of people when they ask about schooling. I mean, it not only is it affordable, I mean, it's you're going to get a great education there, so.